Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sludge Pit. It's a special episode tonight. We're talking, since it's Mother's Day, which I actually remembered this year and got a nice card for Boo, which did a good thing. And it's Mother's Day, like I said, and we are talking about the best and worst moms in film and TV. And I'm actually, I don't know what happened there, but I am with Carl, my partner in crime for this one. So we're ready to rock and roll and get started here.
Yes, partner in crime. I like that. Shall we steal mom some flowers? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and just do me a favor and leave the ones in the graveyard alone.
Okay. Well, you know what? Before we start, you know, you told me about this, a couple days ago? And for the life of me, I thought you said it was Happy Mothra's Day.
Yeah. Well, Mothra is a mother, so she can definitely have a part of the fun there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's Happy Mother's Day, and Mothra is coming to Blu-ray for it, just so everybody knows. On a Steelbook, no doubt, too. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually opened up a poll in ISF, that's the Incredibly Strange Film group in Facebook, and we had a lot of people pop in, and everyone's welcome to call too. And a lot of good moms came up and a lot of bad moms came up, and some of these moms will haunt you even after they're dead. That's how evil they are. So where should we start, Carl?
Well, I thought we should start with one of our picks. Our own picks for worst mom.
Gotcha.
I have
How about you go
three
first?
Of them, actually. So
yeah,
go ahead. Okay,
I'll go.
I'm going to start with number three. She's the third worst mom, as I suspect. And if anyone listened to Friday's podcast, I talked about a film, and that film was Harold and Maude. And I love that film. But let me tell you something. His mother, Harold's mother, is a bitch. You know, I mean, it's funny stuff, but she's so self-absorbed, she doesn't understand what Harold is going through. And it's only through the warmth and love of Ruth Gordon that he survives. And he does all these fake suicides to impress his mom. And she doesn't even notice. She just sloughs it off. So she's a bad mom. Bad mom in the corner. I mean, Pickles in the corner. Think about what
yeah,
she did.
She's neglectful, definitely. Definitely, there's a side of neglect. And just, I didn't like her. I actually really enjoyed Harold and Maude, but I did not like his mother at all. But her character was designed that way, so you would not like her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well,
but still,
first,
there is this one great scene which has no dialogue at all. He basically has, she sets up computer dates for him, and he drives one of the computer dates away, and it's like this look between her and him, and he looks to the audience, and then she looks at him, and then he changes. It's beautiful. One of the great comic moments in film. So yeah, the actress is very good in the role. Her name is Vivian Pickles.
Yes. Now, that kind of breaks the fourth wall. You know, looking at the audience and then looking
at the
camera.
Oh, absolutely, it breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's cool movies do that every once in a while. Well, I would have to say my number three. Not good mom would definitely have to be Pamela Voorhees. She was not abusive or, you know, she didn't care about Jason. She loves Jason very much. He's her special little boy. I'm actually, you know, quoting dialogue here. Well, Pamela Voorhees got away with murdering camp counselors for 20 years for revenge on losing her son, Jason. that's pretty not good mom to me. That's not good mom material. I can understand your mom protecting you and whooping somebody's ass, which I have seen done. But when it comes to, you know, killing teenagers and so on, it's not very good. But Pamela Voorhees, she's one of these little ladies that you wouldn't expect to be so evil. Like, when some of the characters meet up with her and their own end in, for the original Friday the 13th, some of them are like, oh, hey, how are you, Crunch? Oh, there's an axe to your head. Yeah. So that Pamela Voorhees, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also,
there
she,
you go.
I think she, and her head makes a comeback in one of the sequels.
What a great way to get ahead.
Oh, I knew you were going to go for that one. Heads up,
of course,
everybody. We're coming in on this one. All right. So who's your number two bad mama?
Okay. So actually, I would put this as a pair of bad mom and bad dad. Okay. But the parents from Home Alone.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, let's just make sure that the audience knows, our listening audience, that I fucking hate those movies. There's only one redeeming point in the first one, and that's Robert Blossom, who has a small cameo in the film, and he's wonderful as a homeless man. But other than that,
yes,
I can't stand these movies. But yeah, the parents, not once, but twice, they forget.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's like, you know, back when I was a kid in the 80s, you know, there were bad things that happened, you know, generally in the world. So, you know, if my mother didn't see me for like 2 minutes, she went into panic mode. So I had to, whenever we would go out to stores, to the mall, I would have to be under her wing, safe and sound, within earshot or visual range, or she would freak. How in the hell can you leave a child at home twice like this? I mean, duh. Oh, terrible parenting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will be honest. My parents, my father particularly, would threaten that he'd leave us by the side of the road if we misbehaved. He never would, but he certainly threatened it. But you know, to forget a child, that's unconscionable. And so, yeah, she would be my number two.
Oh, good. Very good call. Very good call. It seems like you're going more for the neglectful parenting, where I'm going more for the dangerous parenting. So,
okay.
My number two, I definitely have to say, is Carrie's mom in the movie Carrie. Carrie's mom is a complete whack job. She is abusive. She is insanely religious to the point of being insanely dangerous. And, you know, she calls her daughter's breast dirty pillows. She's excessively overbearing. And I would not be surprised if, you know, how can I put this? We all know the ending of Carrie. We all know how badly that goes. But I will be honest with you, I think Carrie was driven to it by her mother. I'm not a psychologist, but looking at what's in the film and the book, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a slightly problematic one for me, because particularly in the book, it becomes apparent something that is not in the film, and that is that Carrie's mom was raped. And Carrie is her child from that rape. And that rape just totally changed her whole psychological matter, and she went deep into religious fanaticism. And of course, that then is, it's the whole thing of the cycle of abuse. And the other thing is that, damn, the actress who is Piper Laurie is just absolutely phenomenal in that role and should have been up for an Oscar.
Without a doubt.
No, in fact,
I
think she was not. Sissy was, but she was not. But is she bad, Mom? Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. So
okay.
Back to you, Carl. What's your number one? Or who is your
number one? I'm going
to
actually put in a 1A here.
Ooh,
okay, before
right,
I
get
to my number one. Okay, and I'm going to have to say the mother, who's played by Susan Strasberg, in The Brood.
I had the feeling you were going to bring her up, but I have not. I'm sorry to say I haven't watched The Brood yet, but definitely tell us more.
So, Nora Karbeth is a patient of this doctor who psychologically brings out the trauma, and it manifests itself as a lesion or something physical on the body. Nora has been abused quite a bit by her parents, both verbally and physically, and her rage, she bursts these children out of an external womb that has developed, and her husband is trying to save the daughter from being abused by her, and it becomes a really, really nasty little film. Let's also keep in mind that David Cronenberg wrote this during a big child custody trial between he and his ex-wife. And this is a brutal film, and it's all about the transference of abuse. And it is very dark and very, very the word isn't disappointing, but it's just traumatic, because at the end, the little girl does show signs that the abuse will continue, and the illness and all that will continue to the next generation. It is heartbreaking film. So yeah, Susan Strasberg in The Brood. No question.
Okay. Now, who is your primary number one evil mom?
Well, why don't you
mom?
Tell us your number one, and then I'll go to number one, okay?
All right. Sounds groovy. All right, my number one, because I think I know you're going for the number one I was originally thinking of going for. My number one is Norman Bates' mother.
Hell yeah.
Norman Bates' mother.
You got no complaints for me.
All right.
None.
Norman Bates' mother drove him so insane that she actually haunted this poor man after her death, and he kept her mummified corpse in their house and dressed up as her. Oops, spoiler alert. Sorry. And
hey, it's over 50 years old. It's 60 years old. Screw it. They don't know the spoiler by now. Fuck it.
Right, and, you know, he stabs a young lady to death in the shower with a and spawned three sequels. But she was so psychologically abusive to Norman that it destroyed him completely. And And even, like I said, even after she was dead, he would still hear her voice. He would speak with her voice. It's just, bad mama. She's one bad mother. There you go.
And her name isn't Shaft either, okay?
Nice.
Hey, I try. What can I do? God knows I'm trying. Anyway, my number one, I don't think you were going to go with this one, to be honest. My number one has been my number one for years. And when you talk about villains, you generally talk about, people want to take over the world, people kill people, so on and so forth. But the worst villains are the ones that destroy us from inside. Get inside and screw with you. And there is no worse villain, particularly female, than Mrs. Iselin from The Manchurian Candidate, the original. Played by Angela Lansbury. And we're talking, Angela Lansbury of Murder, She Wrote. This sweet little old lady that we all love. Not in this case. She's the most evil, nasty woman on the fucking planet. And she destroys her son, played by Lawrence Harvey. Not only destroys him, but he has been brainwashed, and she uses him for her own purposes. She is part of communist China plot. And though it's a 1963 film or 64, and it's only intimated, she also has sex with him too. it's really nasty. And there's a great speech at the end where, she destroys this wonderful relationship. He's getting together with this girl because her father is a political person against her husband, and all of this also has to do with UAC too, and House Un-American Activities Committee and all this. It's based on a novel by Richard Condon. The novel makes it even more nasty than the film because it goes into detail. And this woman is the biggest fucking bitch on the fucking planet. And all she thinks about is herself, and she will destroy anyone, including her son, for her own means. The woman is evil incarnate, and she is the worst mother in the history of film, as far as I am concerned.
Okay, well, I actually have a bonus mother I'd like to add in. Now, when I was younger, there was a movie called Mommy Dearest that was on an awful lot. And this was the story of Joan Crawford, if I'm thinking right here.
You're absolutely right. And it was based on her daughter Christina's novel, or nonfiction book.
Right, and there have been many, many people who have disputed the novel and the film, but Mommy Dearest, Joan Crawford is a psychotic monster. No wire hangers. I would love to screech that like she does, but I don't want to scare my cats and the other people in the house right now. She physically abusive, mentally abusive, locking her children in the closet, beating them because she had children, she wasn't getting roles in movies. No, baby, it's because you're evil and you're ugly. But I digress. And the movie is seriously intense. I mean, like, really, really intense. And a little funny thing up here. when there's a slight argument that goes on, that they're very, very rare, someone who is not me says to my mother, Yes, mommy dearest. No, it, no, no. I know that makes it sound like things here are like scary like that. No, 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 they're not. It's just we have a very weird sense of humor at Sludge Industries, and we keep it rolling at all times. But seriously, Joan Crawford, just seriously, you know, fame-driven, money-driven, disgusting human being for the amount of abuse and torment she puts her children through. Suppose, air quotes, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, yeah, she yeah. And a lot of that is true and verified. Not so much not so much with Christina, but some of the other things. It's well known that she and Bette Davis were at odds for years and couldn't stand each other. And she was abusive to Bette Davis on the set of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Well, it also went both ways on that, but yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to give us your worst one? Come on.
Well, I didn't. Those are my two worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through the list at ISF and see if there's anyone else that's mentioned. Because so far, all the ones we've mentioned were mentioned on the ISF post. So here's one that Matthew Mowbray mentioned for worst mom. Vera Cosgrove from Dead Alive, a.k.a. Brain Dead.
Oh, yes. Yeah, overbearing, crotchety, and zombified with a vengeance. Oh, yeah. Bad mom. Bad mom, no biscuit. You were mine.
Okay,
okay. I have to do
go
it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Carl. I have to do this one. The best line from that movie or any movie I've ever heard in my life is, "Your mother ate my dog." Okay.
Yep. So okay. Now we're going to both vote because we get votes for this one as the best mom ever and the worst mom ever. So you and I are going to vote.
Okay.
Kathleen Turner and Serial Mom.
Oh boy, she's both sides of the coin because, you know, she goes on a slight killing spree, but she does it to protect her children or make her children happy. So, good mom, bad ideas.
I'm not sure. I love the Craig Cole, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually.
Okay, so we have a worst TV mom vote, and that would be Peg Bundy.
I don't know.
I thought she was.
No, I mean, the heels and the, you know, makes a hard maneuver, but. I would say she's an okay mom, just kind of derpy, you know. I don't know. Well, you know, I actually have I saw a post in ISF. It was just a GIF image of a xenomorph. Now, if you're looking at a xenomorph, so a xenomorph, the alien queen from Aliens. Yes, this is a very interesting one because. She is a good mother because she does everything she can to protect her eggs, her children, air quotes. But this thing is one of the most dangerous organisms in the universe. So therefore, automatically bad. Mm.
Plus also, let's face it, you got the best surrogate mom. Well, I will have a vote for another one here in a moment. But Ripley,
yes.
You know, and I'm sorry,
absolutely.
We're all for Ripley on this one. You know, sorry. I mean, I think the xenomorph mom, you know, it's you know, Ripley comes in and kills 100 of its children and destroys its uterus. I think I would be pissed too.
Oh, without a doubt. But the reason why she did that, you know, Ripley comes in as a mother figure to go rescue Newt. And I'll tell you, Ripley is fighting nightmares. She's fighting fear, PTSD, and a killer organism that has got molecular acid for blood, an armored exoskeleton, is made to destroy planets. And she goes in to protect a child. If that is not the most powerful motherly instinct and adoptive, you know, parenting, then I don't know what is.
Okay, well, I do have another vote.
Okay.
For surrogate mother of the year. Now, I think she'll lose to Ripley, but nonetheless, let me tell you something. Gina Rowlands and Gloria. Do you know the film at all?
Okay. Nope.
You don't.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
So Gina Rowlands is this gangster's mole, and this little Hispanic kid, witnesses a hit, and she takes him in and protects him while they're all trying to kill him, and then they're trying to kill her. And,
okay.
And there's this great scene where two of the, you know, two people are going after her, and she literally beats up the one to a pulp, and she goes, "And you got beat by a girl, you pussy."
Very cool.
You know, but she's just so tough. And she just takes that boy, and nobody's going to hurt him. And I have to go through her. And she's I don't know if you know the actress that well, but Gina Rowlands is a force of nature. And this was directed by her husband, which was John Cassavetes. She's amazing in this movie. And she definitely gets a vote for me for best surrogate mother in film. Listen. Everyone's going to vote for Ripley. We've got to do at least one vote for Gina Rowlands. So I'm going
to vote
this.
For both. I mean, honestly, I'll vote for both. Because Ripley is more of the sci-fi. Xenomorphs aren't really going to happen. But Gina is more realistic, because that's a realistic type thing. There is a mafia and so on. So I think they should both win that.
Well, she's awesome. Trust me. She's an awesome mom. She is. So there's a couple others mentioned. Don Wiener's mother and Welcome to the Dollhouse. Igby's mom and Igby Goes Down. They're abusive. The mother and Precious, too.
Somebody mentioned a mom that I reacted to very, very positively. I have to say this, an ISF, Divine's character, don't remember her last name of the woman that she played, but Divine played the mom in Hairspray.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yes, wonderful mom.
Absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Really agree.
And what, somebody call her the worst mom?
No, somebody, oh, I'm sorry, we transferred back to the worst. I'm sorry, she's one of the best.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she is one of the best. There's no question about that. Before we go into the best mom, I want to put a vote in for the worst grandma. Can I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
Joan Plowright as the grandma in The Ref.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Honey, go ahead and gag your grandma. You know, mom, You know, next Christmas, I'm going to buy you a cross and hang it up on the wall so that when you feel unloved, you can go up there and nail your fucking self to it.
One of the best lines ever. That was such an evil laugh. I do apologize.
No. I had to go there. No question. So, you were talking about best moms.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one, as far as a film, my favorite best mom is on TV, but Diane Wiest in a number of films, Parenthood and Edward Scissorhands. She always seems to play a good mom.
Oh yeah, she was the little lady in Edward Scissorhands with the glasses, right? Who was taking care of Edward?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Gosh, she always plays a sweet, sweet, sweet mommy.
Mm-hmm. She really, you know, protects him as best she can. You know, mm-hmm. She's very good. And she's really good in Parenthood, too. You know,
so that
would be one. Do you have another best mom that you like?
I'm trying to think here. Well, if I said Sharon Osbourne from The Osbournes,
mm-hmm.
would you believe me? Because the amount of insanity that Sharon Osbourne has dealt with in real life and on the Osbournes TV show, she is a freaking saint. Ozzy barely speaks English and can't take care of himself. Her family's gone through drug addictions and everything. She's had cancer. She has never once given up on them, and she's always been there for them. Yes, she may have divorced Ozzy like two or three times, but whenever he needed help, she came right back in and brought him home.
You know what? I happen to agree with her. I actually have some respect for her, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Best mom. TV. No doubt. Would be Carolyn Jones as Morticia Adams. Period. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Okay. I think you
and
just read my mind.
Father's Day, Gomez is number one.
Carl. Great minds think alike, because either that or you just read my mind, because I was like all over the Addams Family. There is so much love in the Addams Family with Morticia, Gomez, and the kids. They respect everybody. They don't care if you're normal. They don't care if you're whack job. They will treat you with kindness. They will bring you into their home, and they will show you love, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Morticia and Gomez always have time for the kids, and Morticia is quite attractive in both the TV show
and the movie
version. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, Morticia Adams is one of the best moms ever.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, because they have a morbid view of life compared to other people, everyone doesn't understand them. But if you look at that family is one of the best adjusted families ever. Ever. You know, and I'll tell you what, take a look at the Munsters. The Munsters, to me, don't seem nearly as real. You know, that doesn't, and they're a good family too. I mean, if you look at it. But nah. It's always going to be the Addams for me. Always.
Yeah, I like Lily Munster too, because there was always a good positive message in every episode. And, you know, they're not, the quality wasn't as good as the Addams Family, but it's still a fun show. And still with a good positive message about loving your family, understanding and knowing and loving who you are and your friends and being accepting of others. It's like, it's almost like Mr. Rogers with monsters. Same thing with Adam's family, but in a very cool
way. Yeah, but you know what the difference too is, you know, Herman and Lily, you know, were affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
Gomez and Morticia not only had sex, they fucked.
I knew that.
And
pun intended.
Well, no, but they did. When I was watching that as a kid, I knew that wasn't exactly right, but it was like, that's so cool. And then, of course, when they did the movies, they even made it even more pronounced. I just love that show. I've always loved that show. And she was one of my first crushes, Carolyn Jones. No question.
You know, I heard a lot of people always had a crush on the mom from the Partridge Family.
She was attractive.
Yeah.
She was attractive. Shirley Jones. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not very familiar with her.
Now, I graduated from Carolyn Jones of the Munsters to Diana Rigg and the Avengers.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go there. That's not what this show is about. Never mind. Okay, so let me ask you something, Doc.
Sure.
Do you have a story about your own mom?
Oh, boy, do I have stories.
Okay.
Well,
give us one or two.
Okay. Well, I've always talked about how she introduced me to monster movies and actually got me out of one of the worst depressions ever after my father passed. But I'm actually going to tell you a different story this time.
Okay.
My mom and my father have always taught me to be kind to animals and help them whenever they need to be helped. Now, I remember I had to be about 3 or 4 years old, and we're going down the highway in my dad's old station wagon before, and I don't know where we were going, but there was a really big turtle that was trying to get across this massive highway. My dad pulls over the car, and my mom, this little petite thing, she's 4'11", maybe 105 pounds in a wet towel, she runs out of the car, grabs this snapping turtle. She picks it up and runs it back to the pond where it came out of, and she put it down and let it go. The thing never even snapped her, never even tried to bite her. And
nice.
I've always had a thing for protecting and taking care of animals. And my mom always been a good mom to me.
Well, that's good. That's a really nice story. So you got one story about your mom in reference to you, perhaps?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes,
oh,
I
please.
Do. Well, my mom has always been in the education system, and I don't remember what I did, but I got in really, really big trouble. This is way back. My memories are kind of messy, but a lot of kids nowadays, the parents will go into the office or talk to a teacher and say, you know, what little Billy did was your fault. He never did this, or, you know, so on and so on and so on. My mom was like, nope, he did it. We'll take care of it. So my mom taught me about responsibility by making me responsible for my own actions. And boys, I learned really quick, don't screw around in school, especially when your mom's a teacher and your father is the superintendent of the school system. Oh, do not screw around.
No. You see, you learn that quickly.
Right. That, I know that sounds kind of scary, but it wasn't. You know, it was respectful, and it was a very enlightening, but I was always, my actions were always corrected with love. So, yeah, that's, and I really appreciate the fact that my mom was not one of these people who said, you know, it wasn't him. I really appreciate that. And also, all the crazy things I've done, all the little crazy, weird projects that I've ever worked on, she's always supported me. The podcast, the ridiculous thing, well, I don't really do much ridiculous stuff on YouTube, but my little business ventures that fail, everything. She's always been like, yeah, go for it, give it a try. And she's always supported everything that I've done.
And really, that's one of the most important things. You know, that you have a mother who's nurturing and who loves you and protects you. Now, I have a story. Oh, boy, do I have a story. So, first I got to tell you a little bit about my mom. My mom was a substitute teacher, and then she became a teacher. And her nickname that the students gave her was the Warden. Okay? My mom was 5'2". She was about 200 pounds. So she's built like a bowling ball. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
You know, So anyway, now, the story that I'm going to tell you wasn't told to me until I was much older. I moved back to Bradford and was running the store. And the gym teacher's ex-wife came in. Her name was Shara. I'm not going to give you the last name. But Shara came in, says, you know what? I need to tell you a story. So when I was a sophomore, our first year in Bradford High School, there was this gym teacher. Now, I had some physical difficulties, so he made it extremely difficult for me. So what happened was that he orchestrated someone to steal my clothes, my gym clothes, so he could paddle me in front of class. And this happened. Now, you know, I went through and I survived, and I knew nothing what happened from there. So Shara said, do you know what happened next? I said, no. She said, your mother got wind that he did this. Now, the gym teacher that we're talking about was 6'6", 250 pounds, huge guy, right? My mother hears about this, goes into his office the next morning. He's on the phone. Literally grabs the phone out of his hand, slams it down, picks him up, throws him against the wall, and says, you ever touch my son again, I will fucking kill you. Then knees him in the groin.
This is
his ex-wife who told me this. She said, he never was afraid of anyone until your mother came along. The next year, he was never my gym teacher again. He wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole, went with the other gym teacher. So I never had
to deal
with him again. That's my mom. You touch one of her kids, she will fucking kill you. The other thing that I have to say about my mom is I was born with a disability, and my mother would not say no. The doctors would tell her there's no way he's not going to walk that. She wouldn't take no for an answer. She kept fighting and fighting for me. There's nobody in my life that's fought as hard and with as much love as my mother. And you know, every Mother's Day, I always think about her, and she is one of the reasons I am here, and probably the main reason I'm here, because she protected me and she fought for me. So, Mom, I know you're up there somewhere. Good job. You know what? You can also kick God in the ass and tell him to get me a break, okay?
Well, I do have one little thing, one little additional story about my mom. You know, there's this whole there's a little bit of stereotype that, you know, moms don't like dirty things, as in like sexual things, and we're not going that way. That's just gross. I mean, like toads, critters, snakes, so on and so forth, swampy stuff, whatever. Well, my father, when I was younger, had a serious, serious heart issue. Now, it got to the point where me and him would go on adventures, we would go camping, so on. And unfortunately, it got to the point where he wasn't unable to do these things. So me and my mom would be out in the swamp, you know, trudging through there, chasing frogs and toads. You know, we'd be exploring, you know, digging in the backyard. And she had this whole thing that she wasn't afraid to get dirty, you know, and she wasn't afraid to pick up frogs or snakes or whatever. You know, I would come home with, like, critters in my backpack, and she'd be like, oh, you got a bigger one than yesterday. All right, let's let it free in the backyard and see if it can make more little babies or whatever. To me, that was so cool that, yeah, she wouldn't freak out at that stuff at all. She would encourage you to go out and have fun, go dig in the woods, don't eat the poison ivy or roll in it, but just go explore the world and, you know, get filthy, get muddy, have fun. And if you have, and you want me to go with you, I'll go with you. No problem.
Nice.
I love that about my mom. So cool. Yeah.
Yeah, moms, you know, we did this show basically on the quick. But you know what? Moms, you know, we talk about bad moms, but the good moms, you know, and even the bad ones, this is your day. And let's all take a moment and think about our moms. And if not our moms, those women who have taken us in and been kind to us and protected us. And this is their day. But you know what? Every day should be their day. What do you think, Doc?
I agree 1,000%. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, mothers brought us in. So we should definitely show them some love. Or they'll take us out. I had to throw that in, of course.
Oh, well, listen, my mom, without a doubt. Remember, I told you that her parents, that her students called her the Wharton.
Yes.
There was a reason.
Yep.
Trust me.
Yeah. Well, definitely. That was a fun night tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Talking about all the different types of moms. From
now
the sweetheart,
I want
to
thank
to the
everybody
number one.
Who came in on ISF and helped us out with this. We had so many people come in, and all of you, thank you for giving us your suggestions and that sort of thing. That was great.
Yes, it was. I mean, we really appreciate all the help, and we're always open for everyone to call in. When you take a look at the page, whenever we have our podcast here, please give us a call anytime. We would love to have you on the air, and we would definitely – we'll have a good time, like we always do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. I can't think of anything else as far as mothers, unless we start talking about Frank Zappa. No.
You bad mother.
Oh, Shaft, for that matter, absolutely. Shut your mouth.
Okay, I'll shut my mouth. That was definitely definitely an enjoyable show. You know, we could, if we actually would, we could go on for hours and hours and hours about it. So many different moms and their goods and their bads, and they're just plain creepies. So thank you for listening in, everybody, and have a great night.
Hold on. What's coming up?
Oh, great question. So what is coming up? On Tuesday, we don't have anything scheduled for Monday, do we?
No, we do not.
No. Okay. On Tuesday, we'll be having an episode of Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema, and I have a really, really weird movie planned for everybody. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to keep it a secret until we get there. So that'll be cool. Do we have anything for Thursday yet?
Yes, I did talk to Chrissy today, and there will be a show on Thursday. I'm not sure exactly what it will be. I can say the same thing for Friday in my show. I will, however, start getting things a lot more organized now that certain parts of my life are starting to fall into place. So, you know, sometimes life interrupts, you know. But we do have shows coming up. And we also really appreciate everybody listening and really thank everyone for supporting the Legion. We truly appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
So, Doc.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We do have one show we forgot to mention. This coming Sunday, on Sludge Cinema, Sludge Industries, we will be watching Burial Ground, which is an Italian zombie flick. There's a couple standout moments in it, so definitely join us. And we will be making lots of fun of the movie because the dubbing is atrocious, the spelling is terrible, and you'll get the idea when we get there. So this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Sludge Industries, we are having a live watch and commentary of Burial Ground. And yes, Burial Ground is the same movie that was over in the April Fool's Drive-In Monsterama. So we're going to have some fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah, everybody's invited. If you have a copy, join in. If you want to call us and be part of the commentary, that would be awesome. So, okay, we're all set to go for tonight.
Well, thanks, Doc, for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem, Carl. It's great having you. And to all the mothers out there, good, evil, alien, destroyer of worlds, have a great Mother's Day. Good night.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day and good night.